House Bill 1206, an act to prohibit the possession of certain highway markers, signs, or control devices.
House Bill 1206 having second readings up for final consideration and/or passage. Are there any remarks? House Bill 1206. Representative Broderick.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 1206. When I went before the Judiciary Committee the other morning, House Bill 1206 looked a lot different than it does in your daily reader today. The bill wasn't killed in Judiciary, but it was very badly wounded. And after looking at what the committee did, even though it watered down the bill substantially, I think that it's still a good bill, and it's more of a cleanup bill at this point. If you look at the reader, line 5, in committee, the word intentionally was added to the bill so that now it says in statute, no person may intentionally, without lawful authority, attempt or actually alter, deface, injure, knock down, remove, possess, or in any manner molest or interfere with any official highway marker, sign, etc. Any violation of this section is a Class 1 misdemeanor. In the information that I have received from the Department of Transportation, who asked me to carry this bill, they pointed out the problem that exists in our state with stolen and vandalized highway signs. Problems not only for state government, but for the cities and the counties. It is estimated that stolen and damaged highway signs cost in the neighborhood of $450,000 a year. It's estimated the total cost to all 66 counties is in the neighborhood of $650,000 a year. It's an important piece of legislation, and I encourage you to vote in the affirmative. Thank you.
Further remarks on House Bill 1206. Representative Monroe.
A question for the sponsor.
State your question.
Representative Broderick, does this also include street signs from gravel township roads?
Representative Broderick.
Representative Monroe, do you travel a lot on township roads?
No, but I just picked up a sign and it's in my garage. I got to get it fixed and this is going to make me a felon.
I suggest before July 1st you get rid of the sign.
Good idea. Thanks.
Representative Monroe, you have the floor. Further remarks on House Bill 1206. Representative Napoli.
Mr. Speaker, members of the body, with all due respect to Representative Broderick and what he's trying to do here, I believe this bill goes way beyond any sort of reasonable action of what we're trying to do concerning markers, highway markers, signs, guide boards, traffic control devices, or any railroad sign or signal. I think you could go to just about any farm in this state and find some sort of a traffic control device or a sign or a highway marker. I think you could go to just about any farm and find that. You could go to just about any collector. You could go to just about any antique mall and find a traffic control device, a railroad sign or signal, or a highway marker or sign. They're all over the place. Not because they were stolen or whatever. Many of them are antiques and they're quite valuable as antiques. I have many of these in my museum that I have gathered up over the years that are quite valuable. I've got one that is a railroad crossing sign that was made in the 20s. That's a big orange sign, and the railroad is in glass bulbs. It's a beautiful sign. But no commercial. But you can certainly come out and look at it if you'd like. I was responding to a comment back here, Mr. Speaker. The point I'm trying to make is I will be guilty of a Class 1 misdemeanor, even though it says intentionally without lawful authority. Well, how am I going to prove that? And if I happen to get Representative Henny's in a bad mood, he's going to be out to my place every day saying, Napoleon, where'd you get that? And show me how you got it and where did it come from? And he'd certainly have the right to do that. I'm not making fun of that situation. I think possess is way too strong for what we need to do in this particular situation. And I ask you to defeat this bill.
Further remarks, Representative Broderick.
I have yet to find anything that comes to this legislative body that involves having to obey the law that Representative Napoli can go along with. In seriousness, taking highway signs from their proper locations have caused serious accidents. In 1998, there were 22 such accidents. There were 23 injuries. 97, there were 20 accidents with 12 injuries. 96, 23 accidents with 11 injuries. 95, there were 17 accidents with 8 injuries and 1 death. In 94, there were 14 accidents with 18 injuries and 2 deaths. I think you ought to take this bill more seriously than what has been demonstrated so far. Thank you. I encourage you to vote for 1206.
Further remarks, House Bill 1206. Representative McIntyre.
I'd like to support Representative Broderick's comments. A few years ago, a very dear friend of mine lost a son because a highway stop sign had been removed on a rural intersection. That young man was driving down and had the right-of-way. Somebody else, without knowing the situation, drove through what should have been a controlled intersection, and this young man was killed. And that could have been prevented had somebody not taken that sign. It was deliberately removed, and the consequences were such that tragedy in that family prevailed and continued. So I would support this House Bill 1206.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question for the House is the final passage of House Bill 1206. Those in favor vote aye, opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members will proceed to vote.
Representatives Crisp, Wilson, and Richard Brown. Representative Richard Brown. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 40, nays 29, absent 1.
House Bill 1206, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.